This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's a bit cold out there this morning. Starting to feel like towards the end of November, right? It's not going to be as warm as the past couple days, but we're looking at getting some rain tomorrow, which is definitely needed. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, we could get close to an inch of rain tomorrow. And that could really help just the long-term effects of our garden, of our everything. We definitely need it back to help for the long-term, right? We've been in such a drought for so long. Any form of precipitation is going to help us. Obviously, I'd rather it be the rain than the snow right now. Let's push the snow till about like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, something like that. Instead of the next couple weeks. This is a great time to enjoy the holiday season. I know where I work, we've been unloading Christmas trees, Christmas wreaths, Christmas everything for your decorating. It's been pretty awesome to get into that Christmas spirit, something to enjoy, right? Something to take our minds off of what's going on in the world, right? So that's the... That's pretty exciting to just enjoy it, smell that great Christmas smell, that balsam fir smell. You can't get enough of it at this time of the year. Just to be able to get out there, see everybody enjoying themselves, again forgetting about the time where we are at this point, getting out, see the everybody with their Christmas lights, etc. It's fun when you drive around with the kids and all they want to see is the Christmas lights. It reminds me of a kid when I was a kid when we used to just drive around to do that. I just remember some of the neighborhoods used to go all out, right? And a lot of people are doing that this year. I've seen more and more lights out this year than I have in the past few years. So trying to get into that Christmas spirit. End this year with some happiness and joy. So I challenge everybody out there to do the same. I usually am so busy I never get to enjoy the Christmas time. And I'm doing this year, I'm just really trying to enjoy it fully. And just get into that Christmas spirit and pass along all the joy to everybody else. So let's, I challenge everybody to do the same this year. Forget what's going on out in the world, enough so you can just enjoy yourself, but not to get too away from it. We want to enjoy it. So just a little challenge this morning to everybody to enjoy this Christmas season. And, you know, I know we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet, right? We're talking Christmas, but Thanksgiving this year is a little bit different for everybody. So let's try to push to the next one. But, you know, it's a little dark out there this morning, so you're almost not even feeling ready for the garden. You know, if it's going to rain tomorrow, right, it'd be good to get out there with the ground being not frozen. If you haven't put that last winterizer fertilizer down into the lawn, maybe you want to get some things out into the garden bed, the raised garden bed. Maybe, you know, get the rest of the leaves moved. Today would be a good day to do that. It's not going to be as warm as the past couple days, but today might be a good day just to get everything moved before the amount of rain that we're going to get tomorrow. So, I know at my house last week, last Sunday after work, my wife had done I don't know how many bags of leaves, and we did. We ended up doing about 35 bags of leaves to send to the local compost area, and we're probably going to have to do that same amount this week. But nice week to nice day to get that done, get that out to the road. Because like I said, I know that a few of the municipalities are going to be done collecting leaves in the next couple weeks. I believe it's usually the first week in December. So, last year I didn't realize that there was that time, right? It was like, okay, you know, we can just do this until whenever. But then you got to realize that some of these things do shut down for a bit. So it was definitely something that kind of hit me last year. So this year I'm trying to be prepared and be ready for it, right? So instead of not having it in front of me, I'm just ready to go. So our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got tons of time today to answer all of your gardening questions. I know it's a bit early for everybody. When this morning I woke up, I looked outside, I said, wow, it's really dark. Are you sure it's almost 6 o'clock? Are you sure? So I feel a lot of you guys if you're still out there. But we'll keep on keeping on, and we'll get you ready for the day here with anything that you would like to talk about in regards to the garden. If you do have some time, you're looking for some good information, take a look at our website. Go to our website to sign up for our newsletter. It goes out every week. Go to our website, like I said, it's paulparent.com, and take a look to sign up. You can go actually all the way to the bottom of it, and you can sign up right there for us. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Robert's in South Carolina.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you tell me how I can get rid of scallions that are in the yard or wild onions?
The wild onion?
Yes.
That's a tough one. Is it just in the center of the yard, or is it close to the garden beds, that type of thing?
Center of the yard, yeah.
Okay. So there's a number of things you can do. Are you looking to go organic, or are you looking to go synthetic, or does it really matter?
Man, I just want them out.
Understandable. All right. So there's a couple products out there from Bonide that I really like to use. There's a product called Weed Beater Ultra. Okay,
Weed Beater Ultra.
Yep. So Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide comes in multiple sizes, right? So it'll come in like a couple sizes of concentrate. It'll also come in like a trigger spray, but it will also come in a hose end. So you can just attach it to the hose and spray the lawn. Okay, so what I like to do with these things, because wild onion is not that easy to just get out, what I would be doing is spraying it once, and then I'd be waiting about 7 to 10 days and be spraying again anything that, you know, hadn't really started to turn on it. It will kill about 200 different weeds. It's not just a, you know, for specifically for wild onion, but it definitely will work on that. And it'll even work down to temperatures of 45 degrees. And in South Carolina, you're not getting as cold as we are up here. But it's one of those things where if it's below 45, it's not going to work. So you just want the little bit warmer of the day. That would be the best bet, to be honest with you. But I would do it twice instead of just the one application that it says on the bottle. Just to get anything that's coming behind it and trying to work its way through. The other thing, it says you can actually reseed in about 2 weeks. So I'd wait till the second application is done 2 weeks from that point. And if you wanted to reseed, perfect. The thing about it is when you leave anything open and there's nothing there, weeds are more likely to grow. So even though we're late in the season, it might be, for you, you might going to be a little bit warmer. The soil temperature is going to be a little bit warmer. So you might actually be able to put some down to continue growing for the season.
Okay. All right, is that online? Is that product online or is that?
You can find that at like a local garden center. You're down in South Carolina. You can just go to their website, boneye.com.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I just want to add one thing to the call. We were just talking with Robert. For any of the products that I talk about from Bonide, you can go to their website at bonide.com. They actually have a dealer locator. So if you put your zip code in, it'll actually tell you the closest ones to you. So anytime I'm giving you some information about a Bonide product, again, you can just go to their website, bonide.com. They have a dealer locator. And you put your zip code in, and it'll get you a bunch of them in the area. So I just want to add that, because I know right at the end there, Robert was asking where he could get it. So I just want to pass that along. I know we do have another call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. It's Ken in New Hampshire.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-year gardener due to the whole pandemic, and I have a raised garden bed, and I've been putting some of my leaves. I have one of the shredders, and I've been shredding them up and putting the pumpkins on top of the bed. Is that a smart thing to do, or should I take that off and then put it into the composter that I have?
So you've been putting just all the pumpkin, whatever's left of them, on top?
Yeah, with some of the leaves that I get from around the yard that I shred up.
So the leaves, awesome to be putting on there, especially since you shredded them. That will just add to, like, the compost later. So putting there on there, that would be great. So the pumpkins, the one thing that could happen is some of those seeds could get deep into there, and next year you might have a random pumpkin vine here or there. But again, it just adding it to the soil would be fine. If you want to throw the pumpkins into the compost, it's going to take a bit of time for the pumpkins themselves to kind of just compost. Right, so it might be better to throw into the compost for the long term, But it's not something that's going to be, like, absolutely terrible if you left in the raised garden bed. It's not like it's the end of the world, right? You just might, again, you might just have some of those seeds germinate in the spring. You never know. I've seen compost piles that had pumpkins thrown into them the next season all of a sudden have vines. So you never know what could happen. But I think anytime you're adding anything to the top of, you know, a garden, something like that, is perfect just to add the compost. The organic matter is so important in growing. So I really think you'd be fine. What I'd almost look at doing, maybe to speed up the process, is throw either some cow manure or some sort of compost on top of the leaves. You don't have to do like 6 inches or something. You can just do a top dressing just to help heat up the soil a little bit and get that compost moving, right? You've already started that when you get the leaf shredder. You know, smaller pieces means quicker compost versus the large leaves breaking down. So I think you're right on the right path with this, without a doubt. If you want to move the pumpkins to the compost, great. If you don't, you just might have a little bit for next season too.
Okay, yeah, they're the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, so they're, you know, they're carved out, no seeds, so that's good to know, but...
All right, yeah, so no seeds, so perfect, no seeds. I mean, the other thing you could do, maybe chop it up a little bit. It's probably started to rot a bit, but bigger chunks of a pumpkin... take a little bit longer to break down, right? So just kind of think of it the same way that you were doing the leaves. So even if you wanted to use that, you know, anything that you want to use going forward in the compost, say you really want to use that compost long term, just think of smaller pieces will be helpful and break down quicker. So if you want to turn that compost around, like a quicker turn, smaller pieces would be good. The other thing you can do just to add to your compost is Espoma has a compost starter that you can add to it. It just helps accelerate some of the heat and the microorganisms in there. So that would be something just to think about with the compost to get it to be used quicker. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Ken. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved emergency authorization for the experimental antibody treatment Regeneron. It's a cocktail of two powerful antibodies that have shown promise in early studies at keeping the infection in check. The emergency authorization for Regeneron's drug is limited in scope. It's for people who have tested positive for the coronavirus and who are at high risk for developing severe COVID-19. Let's get the latest from Georgia's election results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
President Trump's campaign filed a petition Saturday requesting a new recount in Georgia. In the statement, the campaign's legal team says they want the recount to include signature matching and other vital safeguards. Georgia law allows candidates to request a recount if a vote margin is within 0.5%. According to the results certified by the state on Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden held a lead of about 0.25%, or a little more than 12,000 votes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Several types of crimes are actually down this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The rates for seven different crimes: break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
12 games on tap for the NFL Sunday. The late game has Kansas City at Las Vegas trying to avenge the Chiefs' only loss so far this year. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
D is in Maine.
D, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Patrick, and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
I've been working down. We have a like a little field, and there is oriental bamboo down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been on my hands and knees pulling up like the grass and the debris that's down in that area. And there was all these vines, and I have been pulling them up. Well, I have something on my wrist, and it may be something like a poison oak, maybe. I don't know what that is. But is there any kind of product that I can spray beforehand that's not a that's organic? Or how can I pull that up so that I'm not getting, you
okay
know. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Dee, if you could just do me a favor, can you just turn the radio down a little bit in the back? But I have some information for you that you can use. So right now, it's a bit cold for some of the spray to be using. It needs to have like 45 degree temperatures. So if you actually... there's a couple products you can use. If you're looking for like organic, one of the products you can be using would be called Cleanup from Bonide. Cleanup is completely organic. It actually uses the sun to its advantage to break it down. It would be a nice, it's a nice product just to spray over everything, to get rid of, the product. They have a burnout and burnout two, I might have said clean up prior, and I apologize. Clean up is a synthetic. I meant to say burnout. So hoping that's what I said. I do apologize. So burnout is a weed and grass killer. The thing is, you're going to need to use it multiple times. It's not one where you can just do one and done. So it might be something where you can spray now. And you need the temperatures to be 40 degrees or warmer. Okay, so it's going to rain tomorrow. I think by the middle of the week, depending upon how far up in Maine you are. Later in the week, at least where I am in the northern part of Mass, it's going to be above 40 end of the week. Okay, so maybe that's a good time for you to use it. But again, this is one where you're going to need to use multiple times. When you're talking about bamboo and all those types of things, it's really hard to just get rid of right away.
Yeah. So okay. Will it also work on the bamboo shoots there?
It will. But this is one we're going to have to spray multiple times, okay. Right? So what I'd look for you to do is try to spray it now, right? In a couple days, just because of the heat. You need it to be 40 degrees or warmer. And then you'd be, if it stays warm long term, you can do it again in another 7 to 10 days. But you want to do it on a sunny day. The reason being is one of the ways it works is it breaks down the outer layer of the leaf. Like there's a glossy coating on there. Kind of breaks that down a little bit. And then the sun will hit it and dry it out completely and then kill down to the root. And so when it does that, it basically doesn't allow it to continue growing. But the thing is with bamboo and some of those other things, they just kind of grow like crazy. They could just be coming out of nowhere. That's why you need to spray a couple times just to be safe, to get it, all the different stages of the growth. Again, it's probably something you're going to need to do in the spring, again, just as a precaution, just to spray as it's coming up a little bit to get rid of everything. If you can't find burnout, the product you could also go to naturalalternative.com. They have a product called Adios. Adios does pretty much the same thing, and it's also organic. And it does say right on the bottle that it will work with some bamboo and some others. And I know you said you had possibly like some poison oak or poison something in that field. So it will work on that as well.
Oh, thank you. Would in the spring, would it be okay to like plant something in that area? Like say pumpkins or something? Would it be safe?
It would definitely be safe to do that. Without a problem be on there. So the great thing is if you were to use cleanup even in the spring once you've planted, if you spray directly on the undesirable weed, it doesn't translocate, so it doesn't move to others.
Okay.
With this organic, it burns the plant, basically. So if you could somehow just get it around the weed, say you've planted something there, it's just going to hit the weed versus the plants that you do desire in the garden.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
No problem. And hopefully, take a look for that product out there called Tecnu, TECNU. That might help with some of the poison oak and poison ivy rash. It's a nice scrub that you can put on that will help some of the cleaning of the irritation there.
Okay, because I've been using like poison ivy soap. It's a very
yep,
and that's been helping, but I had no idea what it was or what those vines are, so
Yeah, so there's, you know, it's hard when you're in a field of bamboo because you're focused on the bamboo because it goes kind of crazy and you don't see some of those things. But if you look again, that product Technu, it does poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, all those types of things. It basically gets rid of some of the oil from your skin.
Okay.
It's kind of like the soap too, so.
Well, thank you very, very much.
No problem, D. You have a great rest of your day and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. You can see the sun starting to pop up. It doesn't make you feel like it's you should still be in bed. So it's nice to see, warming up a little bit. Not going to get too warm today in the 40s, but better than waking up and seeing 29 degrees. But it is November, right? It's November 22nd. We're literally like 35 days away from Christmas, or 34, I want to say. So, you know, we're expecting this cold, but, you know, after the weather we've had this season, you never know. But if you do have some calls, you can give us that call at 855-660-4261. It's one of the, you know, we were talking a little bit about what you can do as a weed control. You know, the organic products, even with synthetics, you're going to have to use them multiple times. So, you know, it's not about looking at it and saying, well, one's organic, that's why I have to use it multiple times. With something along the lines of bamboo or like a Japanese knotweed, it's such an annoyance type weed that you need to do it multiple times. A lot of the packages will even say that on there, that it's a multiple spray, not just a one and done. Some will say you can do it and then you can reseed within, you know, 10 to 14 days. Well, what they're not really telling you is you're not killing some of the younger, you're not killing some of the older, you know, that type of thing. So just realize that even if you're using a synthetic product, you're probably going to have to spray multiple times to get rid of all the stages of the, you know, the weed that you're, you know, the undesirable whatever it is that you want in, that you don't want in the lawn or garden. You know, the other thing is, you know, taking a look at it and saying, what product am I using, and does it kill more weeds than just more you know, more undesirables than just what I'm looking for? And realize that if you do have some overspray, it could affect the others. You know, burnout is one where you can use all different places because it is organic. But if you spray onto something else, it could actually affect that. There's also a newer product this year. It's a botanical version of Cleanup. So it's organic from Espoma that you could be using. I haven't seen it as much out there. I've seen it, you know, it's in a concentrate, but it's a bunch of different, it's two different types of acid in there. And you can actually use that in the vegetable garden, which is one of the great things about it. So, you know, you hear me talk about Cleanup. There's a synthetic version, but there is also an organic version. The downfall of this, and I just realized why I don't see it in Massachusetts, is it's actually not for sale in Massachusetts. New Hampshire, Vermont, those Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, you can get it. So that's probably why I haven't seen it. But it is an organic product in their Cleanup version. But just going back with what I was saying with the burnout, they do have, you know, it doesn't translocate. So what that means is it doesn't go to the root and then move to another. It just goes to the plant and kills what it's sprayed. So if you do have some spray that goes elsewhere, you know, maybe you're trying to do some in a vegetable garden during the season, or you're trying to do some in a perennial garden right now with more herbaceous perennials. You know, get a piece of cardboard, You know, we're all doing online shopping now. You should have tons of cardboard at home. Put a piece of cardboard in front of that perennial, so you're just spraying the weed, so that it doesn't have any drift onto the others. I find that just getting the contact on it, sometimes the splashback can go to others too. So just being prepared and protecting those plants that you want to keep around. So even if it's organic, it can just spray onto others and kill them. So you just got to be cautious a little bit and pay attention to where you're spraying. Again, I love the process of the way burnout works. When it goes onto the leaves, it will just burn the outer coating of it. It doesn't do any, and it lets the sun do the rest of its work. You know, it just dehydrates it and allows it to perish that way. So it's a really cool little process on how it does it. If you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time in the show left to be answering your gardening questions. So give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll try to enjoy the rest of the day. We're going to be back with you.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I talked about this last week, but I want to bring it up again this week as we're getting more into that holiday season. Unfortunately, this year, for the first year in like 30-something years, we will not be doing our Christmas wreaths. My brother Jason has moved on to a bigger florist. He was the one who was doing it this past two years with the florist that he was working for. But he's moved on, bigger and better things, and he's so busy over there, there's just not enough time. So, unfortunately, this season, we will not be doing the wreaths, unless something happens in the next couple years. I don't see it happening for a little bit, so I do apologize. It was years upon years of doing this and enjoying it. I still remember, I want to say I was like 13, maybe even younger than that, when we started doing these wreaths. It's got to be earlier than that too, because it's been, I know it's been at least 25 plus years that we've been doing this. We've done other styles of wreaths prior to that. My mom used to make boxwood wreaths before we were doing this. So it's been a long time of doing this, but just can't do it going forward. Not enough time in the day. We're all kind of busy with our jobs outside of working with the garden club here. So unfortunately, the wreaths will not be happening this season. But what I do suggest going forward for wreaths is, you know, say you want to send something somewhere, call your local garden center, call your local florist, see if they do anything like that. You know, you can go online, you can do a few of them, but, you know, some of the online retailers that have them, they're not, you know, they're made in a giant production line. It's not a family business. It's not a family working together or just, you know, a small company working together. You know, we want to take care of those small businesses because they've been affected the most this year versus some of those bigger retail chains, right? So helping that small business would be great to do. So, you know, maybe give a call to one of your local garden centers and see if, you know, maybe this year they'll deliver a wreath local. You know, it might be a small charge, but you never know. Help that local garden center, the small businesses, to do something along those lines, you know, kind of say, all right, well, they live in this town. I'm going to find a garden center there, or a florist. And I think, you know, that's definitely something that would be great to do, to support our small businesses out there, our local businesses, to be successful going into 2021. Because it's been a hard year for everybody in the business, in any business, right? Maybe this year it's buying, you know, instead of buying a wreath, it's buying a gift card to a local restaurant that's had some issues. You know, I think that will, you know, it's going to do two things. One, it's going to help out the family that you're giving it to, but it's also going to help that small business. So just some ideas on alternatives because, like I said, unfortunately, the wreaths will not be done this season. We just, not enough time. I know 3 years ago my father was trying to just retire from the wreaths at Christmas altogether, and then we kind of just wanted to bring him back a little bit after he passed and just have some, you know, a couple more years with it. He had been looking to pass it on, but just unfortunately didn't work out for us. And again, you know, not a bad thing for people like my brother Jason who was doing it. He's onto a bigger and better florist working and doing what he loves. So just, again, it's not enough time in the day to do the wreaths this year. So I do apologize. I know we're getting messages on a lot of different forums. So I do apologize for that. If you guys have some questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we will be doing our best to help you out with everything going forward. And just give us a call to try and help you out with some of the gardening questions you do have before the end of the season. Do have some, still have a couple days, maybe a couple weeks left before you get started with, you know, get finished with the garden. So give us a call, 855-660-4261.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.